Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. This week's reading for Shabbat Bereishit is from Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 5 through 43:10, following the tradition of Ashkenazim.
Thus said God Adonai, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what it brings forth, who gave breath to the people upon it and life to those who walk thereon. I, Adonai, in my grace, have summoned you, and I have grasped you by the hand. I created you and appointed you a covenant people, a light of nations, opening eyes deprived of light, rescuing prisoners from confinement, from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am Adonai, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another, nor my renown to idols. See, the things once predicted have come, and now I foretell new things, announce to you ere they sprout up. Sing to Adonai a new song. God's praise from the ends of the earth. You who sail the sea, and you creatures in it, you coastlands and their inhabitants. Let the desert and its towns cry aloud, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let Selah inhabitants shout, call out from the peaks of the mountains. Let them do honor to Adonai and tell God's glory in the coastlands. Adonai goes forth like a warrior, like a fighter. God whips up divine rage, yells and roars aloud, charging upon God's enemies. I have kept silent far too long, kept still and restrained myself. Now I will scream like a woman in labor. I will pant and I will gasp. Hills and heights will I scorch, cause all their green to wither. I will turn rivers into isles and dry the marshes up. I will lead the blind by a road they did not know, and I will make them walk by paths they never knew. I will turn darkness before them to light, rough places into level ground. These are the promises. I will keep them without fail. Driven back and utterly shamed shall be those who trust in an image, those who say to idols, "You are our gods." Listen, you who are deaf, you blind ones, look up and see. Who is so blind as my servant, so deaf as the messenger I send? Who is so blind as the chosen one, so blind as the servant of Adonai? Seeing many things, he gives no heed. With ears open, he hears nothing. Adonai desires God's servant's vindication, that he may magnify and glorify Torah. Yet it is a people plundered and despoiled, all of them trapped in holes, imprisoned in dungeons. They are given over to plunder with none to rescue them, to despoilment with none to say, "Give back." If only you would listen to this, attend and give heed from now on. Who was it gave Jacob over to despoilment and Israel to plunderers? Surely Adonai, against whom they sinned, and whose ways they would not walk, and whose teaching they would not obey. So God poured out wrath upon them, anger and the fury of war. It blazed upon them all about, but they heeded not. It burned among them, but they gave it no thought. But now, thus said Adonai, who created you, O Jacob? Who formed you, O Israel? Fear not, for I will redeem you. I have singled you out by name. You are mine. When you pass through water, I will be with you. Through streams, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be scorched. Through flame, it shall not burn you, for I, Adonai, am your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as a ransom for you, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you. Because you are precious to me and honored, and I love you, I give men in exchange for you and peoples in your stead. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your folk from the east, will gather you out of the west. I will say to the north, give back, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth, all who are linked to my name, whom I have created, formed, and made for my glory, setting free that people, blind though it has eyes, and deaf though it has ears. All the nations assemble as one, the peoples gather. Who among them declare this, foretold to us the things that have happened? Let them produce their witnesses and be vindicated, that those hearing them may say, it is true. My witnesses are you, declares Adonai, my servant whom I have chosen to the end that you may take thought and believe in me and understand that I am the one. Before me no god was formed, and after me none shall exist.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Holker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at jauhrbach@jtsa.edu. Shabbat shalom, and thanks for listening.